Welcome to the College Audition Podcast with your host, nationally renowned college audition coach, Tim Evanicki.
Hey everybody, Tim Evanicki here with the College Audition, back again with another episode of the College Audition Podcast. Today, my special guest is Dave Schmidt, head of musical theater at University of Utah. Thanks so much for joining us, Dave.
Thank you so much.
So we are going to, as usual, get to know the person before the program. So if you could give us a little bit about your background, training, career, everything that sort of led you up to your time at Utah.
Great. You know, I'm one of those musical theater people who I think I was born this way. I just came out of the womb singing, dancing, and acting. But when I was 10, I wanted to take ballet lessons. And I'm from Buffalo, New York, and that did not go over well with my beer-drinking football father. And the Bolshoi actually came to town, and my mother made him go see the Bolshoi. And he came home from that ballet performance and said, "You can go take ballet. Those guys are better athletes than any football player I've ever seen in my life." Wow. So I got to start dancing at a very early age, which was wonderful. And he was supportive my entire career, but it didn't start off with it in the best way. But I realized that in musical theater, you have to be able to sing as well. And I thought, well, I could double my chances by becoming a singer. So I started taking voice lessons and training. And then I landed a job working at Opryland, which many of your young students will not know, but their parents will know. It was a big theme park in Nashville where a lot of people got their starts. A lot of famous people got their start at Opryland. And I sang and danced there, and I ended up doing a bunch of studio work and becoming a studio singer in Nashville and doing some backups at the Grand Ole Opry. And then continued to do musical theater all around the country, but decided after we had four children that I should probably get a job. So we went back, or a steady job, I should say. Went back to grad school in voice performance and did my grad work in voice performance and PhD in music education. And started a high school for performing arts in Salt Lake, where we had landed. And then was recruited by the University of Utah to teach their actors to sing, and back in 2009, and in 2010 was asked to start the musical theater program here at the University of Utah. So we did that. So I've always been a little bit of an entrepreneur, as most performers have to be.
So. Wow. I did not know you were from Buffalo. I'm going to Buffalo on Friday.
Oh my goodness.
That's where I'm from. I'm actually from Rochester. My whole family's from North Tonawanda.
Oh my.
I'm going up for a family wedding this weekend. Today is my grandmother's 102nd birthday, we're going up to see her. Oh my gosh, we'll have to connect when we're not recording a podcast and just chat about Buffalo, and we might know some
exactly.
of the same people. That's so great.
Amazing.
Cool. So when will the students come in contact with you at University of Utah? Sometimes the heads of musical theater departments have lots of other jobs other than teaching. So I always like to ask, you know, at what point will the students actually get to work with you?
I'm very, very, very hands-on. I actually teach the freshmen. I teach actually all levels of in the musical theater program. I'm with the freshmen for the full year, the sophomores for one semester, and the juniors for one semester, and then the seniors in our demonstration lab. In the seniors, I see them every week, so I'm very hands-on with all levels of the program. And actually, I'm the head of the recruiting committee as well, so I do the recruiting for the department as well. So they get me from high school auditions all the way through the 4 years. I like to keep my hands, you know, in the I don't know what to say. I like to make sure that.
So I always ask my guests to give me their elevator pitch. Give me your elevator speech on the University of Utah's musical theater program. 60 seconds or less. Just give me, you know, why students should consider you, and then we'll dive into the nitty-gritty after that.
That's awesome. We are a small conservatory style program in a gigantic Research One university. We are a true triple threat program. The credits are divided equally between dancing, singing, and acting. You have dance every single day. You have voice lessons every week, all 4 years. You have acting 6 hours a week, all 4 years. It's a very intensive training program at a very large university. So you can also go to a football game if you'd like to on the weekend.
Mm-hmm. And I don't often endorse schools during the podcast just because I try to not show that I play favorites. But I actually have a student that is there now that University of Utah was nowhere on their radar. They did not think that that was where they were going to go. They went to Unified, and it's Chloe McLean. She walked into a walk-in audition at Unified and completely fell in love with you guys, and never, like, that's where she wanted to go. She happened to be sitting in my office in this chair right behind me when she got the email that said she was accepted, and it was all over. That's all she wanted to do, and she's so, so happy there. So you are definitely doing something right there for people out there who may not be thinking that Utah is where they want to end up for a musical theater education. I encourage you to definitely give it a look.
Well, so, she's a little star, I gotta tell you. Thank you for sending her our way. That's great. She's awesome.
Yeah, I worked with a couple of her sisters as well. Michaela, as you know, was our most recent Miss Florida here, and I had a very short stint working for the Miss America organization, and that's how I sort of got to know the family.
Nice.
Let's talk now a little bit more about the program itself. It is a BFA musical theater program, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and so let's talk a little bit about what that program looks like. Starting with freshman year, what are students, what is the typical schedule look like for a freshman, and then sort of walk us through that journey.
Great. The freshmen start, everybody starts every day at 9 o'clock in a core dance class. Our previous head of the program, Denny Berry, who is the associate choreographer for Phantom of the Opera on Broadway and around the world, created the dance program for us, and it is a core dance, which can start with a ballet bar, but move into other types of dancing as well. But that is every day, all 4 years, for an hour and a half. So freshman year, start with dance. You come into my music theory class. You go to your voice lesson. You have 6 hours of acting in the week. You take a script analysis class. You crew a show, and you are in the musical theater ensemble. It's a fairly busy freshman year. Sophomore year, you come into a voice pedagogy class, continue with the voice lessons, the dance lessons, and continue your acting training in monologue scenes, voice and speech. Junior year, you move into studio classes where you take all three elements and you start putting them together with one of the professors, one of our two professors that teaches the studio classes. Both Broadway vets of many, many years and know exactly what they're talking about. And continuing with your dance and your singing. And then senior year, you do your showcase, which is a class to put together the showcase. Usually an internship, possibly with the Pioneer Memorial Theater Company, which is an equity house, a very well-known regional theater here right on campus, which we're very lucky to have. Not just in the city, but right on campus. In fact, right next to our building. And then graduation, hopefully. Was that concise enough?
Let's maybe not say hopefully. Great. talk about a performance opportunity outlook for students as they're starting freshman year all the way through. What are their performance opportunities?
Great. Freshmen, it's not that the freshmen can't audition, but we audition the full season for the next year in April of, like, for April of 22, we'll cast for the 22-23 shows. We do 6 shows a year, 2 musicals, 4 plays, and you can audition for any of those. You can be in any of the 6 shows. We also have a student-run theater company that is produced by the department, 1 show a year. You can audition for that one. And all of that is open to all students. And then the cherry on top is the internship at the Pioneer Memorial Theater.
How many main stages, or whatever you call, some schools don't call it main stage, how many shows a year is the school producing?
6. 2 musicals and 4 straight shows, or 4 plays, yes.
Great. And are your students required to audition for all of them, or?
Yes, they're required to audition, and if cast, have to do the show.
And are there any performance opportunities outside of the main of those 6 shows? Are there student-led productions or anything else like that on campus?
Yes, we have Open Door Productions, which is a student-run, student-produced. This year, the students wrote the musical. It's quite amazing. They're getting some buzz on it from a couple producers. It's really a great show. So, yes, theater student-run theater as well. Plus, Salt Lake is a huge theater town. We have all kinds of local theater, up to professional theater, which a lot of our students work at because you make really good money at a couple of the bigger theaters here in town. Lots and lots of performing opportunities. I know people think Salt Lake City in the middle of Utah wouldn't be that way, but it is a huge theater town.
Mm-hmm. Great. What does it look like as far as opportunities for students to either minor or perhaps even double major when they're in the BFA program?
It happens all the time. Like I said, we're a Research One university, 30,000 students on campus at any time. You could major in just about anything or minor in just about anything you want. We do have a lot of students who minor in dance while they're getting their BFA in theater. But you can, we've had people double major in psychology and musical theater. We've had people do pre-med while they do their musical theater and have become actual doctors and actual doctors, not like a, you know, PhD doctor, but a real doctor. And, or go on to law school because they did an English minor while they were, you know, pursuing their musical theater degree. We encourage, you know, if you're a good student, take advantage of all that the university has to offer.
Great. And so is it common or there's two different, it's probable and possible are two different things. So talk to me about how probable it is for a student to take on something as much as a double major within, you know, obviously a BFA schedule is usually pretty intense.
Yes. It is possible. I've had one student do it in 4 years. The other students who have done a double major mostly have done it in 4.5, you know, or added a couple extra semesters or a summer semester on to finish the requirements for the other major, because we are sequential in the musical theater program. You must complete the courses in sequence and move up through the dance courses and those kind of things. So you have to be in our classes first to get that degree as if you're a declared major. But they definitely do it all the time, but it could take a little extra work and maybe a couple extra semesters if they do it, but very possible.
Are there minors available within the performing arts that are common? Is there a minor in film or playwriting or dance or any of those minors possible?
Yes, yes, and yes. Yeah, dance. The music minor is kind of tough because it requires 3 semesters of choir, and that happens during our studio classes, but there is definitely a film. We have a huge, the film department is actually the biggest part of the College of Fine Arts, very, very large major, and they have a film minor, dance minor, playwriting, definitely. We have a wonderful playwriting faculty. Yes.
Great. Let's explore the film for a minute, because that's a hot question that I get a lot. How much film or on-camera work is built into your, either built into your musical theater program or available as electives or minors to your musical theater students?
There is an acting on camera class available. It is not required, but it is available that they can take. I believe it's, you have time in the junior year to take that one. And that is all because we are a theater, you know, a theater department. In the film department, they don't really have acting classes, but the film department reaches out to us for actors all the time. So you can get experience working on a film through the film department with the filmmakers. And that on-camera experience is really invaluable. And a lot of students do that.
Great. Great. Other than yourself, can you talk to us a little bit more about some of the core faculty members that the students will be working with?
Definitely. Tenure line, David Eggers, 10 or 11 Broadway shows, associate choreographer for several directors on Broadway, long, long, extensive Broadway career before they settled down, or he settled down here in Salt Lake City with his family. Eric Scotto, one of our dance teachers and teaches one of the studio classes, many, many, many Broadway shows. The most recent one was the dance captain on Something Rotten on Broadway. Acting faculty, Sarah Shippabotham, one of our acting faculty was the dialect coach on the Hobbit movie, Robert Scott Smith, a huge New York acting resume. We we want academics who've been in the business for a long time can actually, you know, teach the students what they need to know by experience, not just through a textbook.
Yeah. Yeah. Any notable alum that you'd like to mention?
Sure. Clayborne Elder is in Company right now playing the flight attendant in the new production with Patti LuPone. And he's a little bit of a Sondheim darling and did a roadshow. Sondheim's last show that he actually produced, new show that he produced on Broadway, has been in Sunday in the Park with George and is now in Company, done lots of television and stuff like that. Mary Nichols just went into the ensemble of the tour of A Officer and a Gentleman. And just before the tour started, got put in as the lead. She'd been out of school for 1 year. Keeley, the Something Rotten tour, Jaron Barney, the Book of Mormon tour. Lots of our students on cruises. They got smart. They know they're going to make a lot of money and then can take all that money and move to New York after they're on that cruise for a year or so, not paying rent.
Talk to me a little bit now about the area where the school is. It's in Salt Lake. So
yeah.
You did mention already that there's a rich cultural environment there, which is wonderful. But, you know, what's student life like? You know, right outside the gates of the university, you know, what do the students do in that area?
We are, the university is right in Salt Lake proper. We're 13 blocks from downtown, and we have a wonderful UTA system that gets you all around. Campus is gigantic. It's a huge, huge campus. We have a bus and a train system that go around the campus and can take you downtown. We're a little bit of a foodie town. That's making me very happy. Like I said, I'm not from here. Probably the biggest draw for a lot of our students is the skiing. The greatest snow on earth is what they say here. And the mountains here are spectacular. And the views from campus are beautiful, too. We're tucked right up in the mountains. So if you like winter sports, it's amazing for that. Lots of theater, an opera company, a symphony, a ballet company, Ballet West. Lots and lots of, and which actually often employ our students. When Ballet West or when the opera company needs dancers, they'll call us up and have our dancers come in because they can sing and dance, which is a plus for an opera company. So trying to think of student life, a lot of things I probably don't want to know about. It's college. But lots and lots of stuff to do in Salt Lake City. It's a wonderful city.
Great, great. Let's switch gears now and start talking about the thing that probably most of the students are listening to this podcast for, and that is the audition process. Before we get into audition requirements, can you just sort of tell us what is required? Is there a pre-screen? What does the audition process look like?
We do not have a pre-screen. When you come to our audition, our auditions either at Unifieds or any of the auditions that are on our schedule, two songs, preferably a Golden Age song showing a little bit more legit voice, and then a contemporary showing more of the mixed voice. We have a dance video that is turned in. We don't have a dance call at the remote places because they're usually in hotels and on carpet, and that is not safe. Or on a parquet floor that they put down. So at the remote, like Unifieds or things like that, we have a dance video that they turn in. There is no monologue required, but we do work on text during the audition. We give you about 10 to 15 minutes for the auditions. And I want to work with you. I want to know that you can take notes and that you want to be noted and that you will take the notes and make the changes before you even get here, because that's an important part of our business. You're going to always be asked to do something different. So we do that right in the initial audition with the songs and the speaking of the text of the songs. Mm-hmm. Did that answer that?
It did.
Okay, good.
It did. So you mentioned that you do live auditions at Unifieds. And did you say, do you do all Unifieds? Do you just do one city? Where do you do Unifieds?
We do all of them. We do the Chicago, New York, and LA. Yeah.
And then so there you can either Unifieds or on campus. Are there any other opportunities?
Two auditions on campus. And then this year we've done these auditions online. Moonifieds and some others online. So we're adding things every year. But basically the two on campus auditions and the Unifieds are the big ones.
Great. All right. And you said that the requirements are two songs and a monologue, correct?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to work on the text of the song, not necessarily a monologue.
Not necessarily a monologue, right.
Unless they're auditioning for the actor training program as well, and then they bring two monologues for them as well.
When you do the actor training program as well, it is then, just to clarify, one audition that you can do both.
You can do both, but it's actually two auditions. You'll see them and you'll see me separately.
Okay, great.
But at the same audition, at the same time, you can do it at the same, you know, at the same venue.
Great, great. And let's talk numbers now. Approximately how many applicants do you receive every year?
We get between 250, 300 auditions pre-COVID. We'll see what happens this year.
Right.
And last year it was, we only had 150, I think, last year. And we take 20 in the freshman class.
Great.
And if this is an important thing, though, if you're a transfer and you're thinking of transferring into the program because you've gone to another university for a year, you do have to start at the beginning. You do have to do our curriculum for the 4 years, even if you do transfer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If a student is looking at Utah, what are the things that you're looking for in a student? What's going to make them stick out to you and be that student that gets accepted?
I have I'll just tell you my secret. I have a...
There's a secret.
Well, it's not a secret. It's just my formula, I should say. It's just my formula. I look at pitch. I look at performance. I look at spin or vibrato. And then I look at connection to the text and a personality, and if it is an authentic person singing the song. I'm not looking to see character actresses at an audition. I want to see an authentic person singing a song to me and letting me see who they are, not who the character of the song is, but who they are. Because I'm going to have to work with you for 4 years. And I think this is a general note for all auditions. Sing a song that isn't necessarily a character, but is some a song that shows who you are and speaks to you, and show that to me. And then I give a score for those things, and if they all add up, then you get a yes letter. But it's being able to sing on pitch, obviously, have a nice spin and vibrato, connect to the text, and be a person, be a good human. And that's the human part of it is why I work with people, so I can see how they work with me as an individual giving notes, if they're defensive or they take the note and want to make the change and want to do that work.
Okay. Tell us something that you are looking forward to.
Ooh, at auditions or in life?
in your program, I'm sorry.
In our program.
What's coming up? Something coming up. That was a very open question. You're looking forward to at the University of Utah.
Well, I'm really excited. We're doing a little bit of it's not new, but it's an original work by Peter Mills called Elyria. That's going to be our musical for this semester.
Oh, yeah.
And it gives the students a chance to create roles that have not been created before. So they're not listening to a recording or watching a performance of it, of someone else doing it, recreating that. It's actually 12 students learning to create a musical theater role, which is a great learning experience, I think. And we try to do one of those a year. But that's coming up in the spring semester. We are doing Matilda with the youth theater program that we have in the department. And our students are playing all the adult roles in the Matilda. And that's going to be in our 22 house seat theater that we have on campus. It's a really, really big theater. That's a great experience for the students. But really, I'm most excited about young students being able to create a role, which is not something that happens to a lot of young performers. You usually step into a role that's been created by someone else. So that's, I think, good training. I'm very excited about that.
Nice. Well, tell me, if students are interested in learning more about the University of Utah, what is the best way for them to get in touch?
They can email me, d.schmidt@utah.edu, or they can go on to the theater.utah.edu site, and all of the information is there. Everything's on there. Theater.utah.edu. It'll tell you, you can read the bios of the faculty, you know, obviously like every website. You can find out about auditions, when they are, where they are, our season, if you're interested in doing the plays, what are the plays for this semester? It's all there.
Great. Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today and chatting about your program. I certainly learned a lot myself today.
Good.
And I hope our students did too. And I will look forward to seeing you at Unifieds. I'll make sure to stop by and say hello.
Oh, that'd be great. Thanks.
All right.
Thank you so much. Yep. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
For more information on the...